Imagine this, a 6-second ad that starts strong, bold color, a telling detail, and then on frame two, it cuts to a slow, unrelated shot. The scroll resumes. The point is gone. You blink, and the viewer's attention has moved on. Today, we solve that exact problem. We build storyboards you can sketch in 5 minutes that read instantly. No wasted frames, no lost hooks. Welcome to Learning with the Tools of the Imagination. I'm Michael Wallace. Today's episode, Scannable Storyboards. Sketch short stories that actually sell. I'll walk you through 3 studio moves. Compress the hook, map the conversion beat, and design shot-level affordances. We'll do a 60-second imagination exercise, and I'll point you to the storyboard kit by registering at mgwdstudios.com/submit to gain access to all our templates so you can follow along visually.
And I'm Wendy. I'll be chiming in with craft notes and quick prototyping tips, how to make a scribble communicate a camera move or a line of copy. Think of this as the language you hand to an editor the moment the client signs off.
Perfect. Quick roadmap before we dive. First, why short stories need a scannable structure. Second, 3 templates you can use right away. Third, a real client deconstruction that saved hours of edits. Then the imagination break and wrap. Let's start with the why. Foundation. Attention windows on social are tiny, sometimes 3 seconds. That means your storyboard has to do 2 things in frame one, arrest attention and tell the viewer where to look next. If your opening frame is only pretty, you lose the story. So I teach teams to think in beats, not beauty. Beats are tiny narrative promises. Problem, discovery, conversion.
When I build storyboards, I literally label the beats. Panel 1, hook, what makes you stop. Panel 2, reveal, the idea or product in use. Panel 3, the reason to act. That label alone helps everybody on a team stay honest to the story because you can hear the difference between pretty and purpose.
Exactly. And there's a mental model I use, the attention pivot. Hook the eye, pivot interest to the product, then pivot to intent or action. If any pivot is weak, the story collapses. So your job as a designer is to make each pivot scannable. The visual cue, a short burst of copy, and a motion verb that tells editors how to move the frame.
A quick diagnosis trick. Play the storyboard at half speed in your head. If you can't say out loud what the viewer should feel at each beat in one sentence, tighten the sketch. That saved me from building sequences that look nice but mean nothing.
Nice. All right, segment 2, tools and recipes. I'll give you 3 templates you can use in studio, the 3-panel hero, the 6-panel timeline, and the single-frame CTA punch. Each template has timing targets and audio-friendly shorthand so you can communicate motion, camera, and copy over a quick handoff.
Template 1, the 3-panel hero. Think of this as your micro spot. Panel 1, 0 to 2 seconds, hook. Panel 2, 2 to 8 seconds, build and reveal. Panel 3, last 1 to 2 seconds, conversion posture and CTA. For each panel, write 3 things: a 1-line visual cue, the copy that reads on screen, and a motion verb like push in, snap cut, or match cut. That's enough for an editor to cut a tight ad.
A quick example. A hook could be a close-up of hands fumbling with noisy packaging. Copy line, tired of loud unwrapping. Motion verb, stomp to reveal, meaning a quick rhythmic cut to the product being opened quietly. That little motion verb guides rhythm and sound design without a full script.
Template 2. The 6-panel timeline. This is your assembly line storyboard for platforms that allow longer short form. Timing targets, panels 1, 2 are micro hooks, panels 3, 5 are progression and proof points, panel 6 is CTA posture. For each proof panel, include a short stat or visual proof, 30% faster or customer reaction, and an affordance note like on-screen caption, 2 words.
And don't forget the audio shorthand. I write SFX whoosh for transitions, room tone fade when we want intimacy, and VO 3 words if voiceover is super short. Editors appreciate that. It's tiny, but it lowers guesswork.
Template 3, the single frame CTA punch. Useful for stories where you want the entire narrative to be carried by timing and copy. One strong visual, one commanding line, one motion direction. perfect for pinned promos or fast retargeting. Use it when you already have product familiarity. This is the close.
From a production perspective, I love the single frame CTA because it's less expensive to iterate. You can A/B different copy or motion without reshooting a whole sequence. In interior design, we did a quick test with store signage. Same shot, two CTAs, one action word, one benefit line. And one beat later, we knew which phrasing drove walk-ins.
Nice, real-world payoff. Okay, three practical affordances to always include on your panels. Copy posture, short on-screen text, motion verb, camera or edit direction, and CTA posture, how the final frame presents the action, button, swipe, scan. Those three little notes keep a storyboard actionable.
Quick prototyping paths you can sketch and shoot with a phone, record the panels as single takes, then stitch them in the editor to test pacing. Or use animated GIF mockups from the sketches to show motion. Lo-fi is better than perfect when you need quick client sign-off.
Segment 3. Real-world application. Short version, we did this with a small wellness brand. Their original ad was a 15-second montage. Pretty, but confusing. We created a 6-panel timeline, labeled each beat, and added the affordances. Caption, morning relief, motion, slow reveal, CTA, shop now, 2 words. The editor rebuilt the cut from the storyboard, and revisions dropped from 6 rounds to 2. Recall for the message rose in testing.
I remember that edit. The clarity in the final frame, what you call the CTA posture, made a huge difference. Instead of burying the action behind B-roll, we framed it. For the client, it was a revelation. Small changes, big results. That's the power of scannable boards.
And for handoff language to editors, keep it simple. Recreate panels 1 through 6 timing as labeled. Use on-screen captions as indicated. Match cut from panel 2 to 3. Texture, reduce room tone 10% on reveal. Small specific notes save time and reduce interpretation errors.
Okay, imagination break. Close your eyes for 60 seconds and imagine a 3-panel hero storyboard for something you're selling this week. Ready? Panel 1, the hook. What detail makes someone stop? Say it out loud. Panel 2, the reveal. How does the product show its value in one visual? Panel 3, the CTA posture. What action looks easiest for the viewer to take? I'm timing you. Go.
If you sketched with me, great. If you didn't, no sweat. Open a note app and jot 3 short lines. Hook, reveal, CTA. That's your micro storyboard. Remember, short copy, 1 motion verb, and the CTA posture.
Before we wrap, 3 quick takeaways you can apply this week. 1. Always label beats, hook, build, conversion, so everyone's on the same story. 2. Use the templates. 3-panel hero for micro spots, 6-panel timeline for longer short form, single frame CTA for quick closes. 3. Include motion verbs in CTA posture in your panels so editors and clients know the intent.
Bonus tip. Test 1 storyboarded clip with a small audience before scaling. Use phone camera prototyping or a GIF mockup. Fast feedback beats polished paralysis.
For the visual learners listening, grab the downloadable storyboard PNG templates and annotated examples by registering at mwgdstudios.com/submit to gain access to all our templates. There, you'll find starter templates and before-after examples from our studio. Use them, tweak them, share your results.
And if you're in production or signage like me, think about how a scannable storyboard can translate to in-store loops and quick promos. The same rules apply. Hook, reveal, posture. It keeps every format tight.
All right, next steps. Grab your sketch pad, test 1 of the templates this week, and if you like, send a before-after to mwdstudios.com/submit. We love seeing how these tiny tools scale into real results. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode, where we'll dig into micro-motion tips that make those storyboards sing.
Imagine boldly, design brilliantly, connect creatively. Thanks for listening. I'm Michael Wallace. Wendy, Anthony, thank you for joining. Keep sketching, and we'll see you next time.